Daryl, your reaction to your first away defeat of the season?
Angry. So, first half, very good. Second half, typified what we're about. Give them a cheap goal away. You score a deflection that leads into the path of their player as a shot. Third one's offside. But for me, second half, we were miles away from my first half performance. And like I said to my players at half time, don't let it be another hard luck story. In the ascendancy, first half, should have a pen. Hit the crossbar. Balls going past their goal quite regular, not ending up in the back of the net. Another story of our season so far on too many occasions. And then second half, we give them a long throw goal that we've worked on all week to defend. So from my aspect, then we look soft after that. Never really got going.
You must be tearing your hair out in terms of the second half display. I just wonder what frustrated you most. Was it when you went 1-0 down, it looked like the wind came out of your sails?
The whole group, to be honest with you. The whole group's frustrating me. But, say, I've been a manager for 10 years now, and this group of players are the most frustrating group that I've managed, to be honest, because you can see it, you guys can see it in games. We look right on top, and then the ascendancy, then we don't score, then we give cheap goals away, and it's a recipe for disaster. So very frustrating. You know, Cheltenham, good team. You know, their manager says to me straight away, that's never a 3-0. He's probably right, but it is a 3-0. And they score two goals from set pieces. Showed they did the ugly side of the game. We have 13 corners. We work the corners well, but not for players aren't getting in the right ears for when the second ball drops. But don't want to sign sound every week like I'm saying the same old thing, though. It's not good enough.
I just try and think about how you can explain the first and the second half being so different, though.
Yeah, soft after the goal, eh? Soft after the goal, isn't it? Soft mentality, which to be fair to us, we've been pretty good at this season when something's gone against us, but certainly in our away games. But I didn't see it there. I didn't see it there after the first goal, and then, yeah, the ball deflects into his path. Mole should track his runner, and then the third goal's offside. So it's in the third goal's offside. So, but I don't want to hammer the officials. But you know, Harry Brooks can sell it for the pen as well. And those little things, well, big things, should we say, are not gone for us. But that's no excuse of the way we crumbled. Crumbled's probably a bit harsh, but the way we never got going after they scored their first goal.
You got four yellows this afternoon, and what wasn't a dirty game, and half of those were for what the referee perceived as were dives wanting penalties. Either of them you thought Kins was a penalty, perhaps?
Listen, I look at them both, but Kins is a stonewaller, without a shadow of doubt. I've seen that one back. You know, Lavs looked like he was looking for it, to be honest. I'll have a word with Lavs because I don't want to see that in my players. But the first one's a shocking decision, isn't it? It's an absolute shocker. We all know Liam Kinsella. He's been at the club a long time, you know, and he's been brought down for me there.
It's these fine margins, though, isn't it? Scrimshaw, it's the underside of the bar.
It is. But we have to stick together as a group. It's a few kicks in the teeth there. Don't get me wrong, the performance was a lot better than when we played in our last performance. But, you know, that's where we're just falling short, and we're so frustrated because I think they've got the capabilities in the squad, certainly now, to be pushing at the top end in the top seven without a shadow of a doubt. But until we keep showing the ugly side of the game sometimes and being a little bit more clinical in the areas that we need to be, we're not a good side. We've got to keep working to be a good side. And the only way to do that is hard work.
You gave Jake his first league start today. He seemed full of energy, yeah, enthusiasm.
He struck it well. The lads are having good goes for me. We just want them to be better. But that means more work, keep working hard, don't feel sorry for ourselves, take the stick that comes with losing football games. It's around every single corner. At the end of the day, we've got to focus on turning that round very, very sharply. Another game Tuesday night before we get a breather till Stevenage away on the Wednesday. But we've just got to stick together, keep believing, keep ironing out the things we're not doing so well, and obviously need a lot more from them.
This is nothing like the run of last October, but is there a little bit of pressure now that you've got four?
There's always pressure every game, isn't there? But for me, is the pressure I feel is nobody can put the pressure that I put on myself anyway. So that's by the by. Mine is a pure frustration because I believe this group is underperforming to the standards of what we are and what we're showing in spells in the games. That's my frustration, and you know, you want to get yourself into that top 10, top 7 as quickly as you possibly can, and I think we've missed good opportunities already this season. But I don't fear playing anybody, I really don't. You know, respect to Cheltenham, they're going well, but I won't certainly be fearing playing any team in this division because I know I've got the capabilities within the squad to do that. But we've got to show it, they've got to show it, and we've got to start winning football matches.
So you won't fear Newport, of course. six wins out of six at Rodney Parade, though. How do you stop them?
No, listen, we go there, be positive, try and win the game. I think you see with their first half performance today, we're on the front foot and we're getting after them. So we'll do exactly the same at Newport, try and win football matches.
And in your opposite number, Michael Flynn, a man who I think is celebrating his 200th game in charge of Newport. He's another good, bright young manager.
Yeah, no, certainly is. Yeah, no, he's done a cracking job there, Flynn. He's doing great, and I'm sure he's looking to get out of the division now. They've been in the division a few years now, and I'm sure they'll be looking. They've had good cup runs amongst that, but I mean, they've started pretty well. But it's a long old way to go. I keep saying that League Two for me is, we want to get up there as quickly as we possibly can. We're a bit short at the minute, but League Two for me hots up the second half of the season. Always has. It's such a close division, such a tight, close division. So we'll dust it down, analyse it, go again Monday.
Thanks for your time. Cheers.
As you said, mentality was key there, and the players dropping their heads after the first goal, is that the most frustrating part of it?
Dropping their heads, I think it knocked the stuffing out of them a little bit, didn't it? Never really got going after that. But when you give that freakish goal of the first goal away, and then you give, then there's a goal for offside, the 3-0 can look like, well, it's a 3-0, but can you remember them having a shot? It's no disrespect, can you remember them having shots? So it's got two goals from set pieces, one's offside, one of my players has headed it into the back of the net, and the other one they've scored, which has took a deflection into the 11. So it's not like we've been battered, is it? It's not like a 3-0, you know, it is a 3-0 on paper, but it's not a battering 3-0. I can't remember Robbo having a save to make, can you? Other than the goals we've gifted them.
But then equally, you want to try and test the opposite.
We have, exactly, without a shadow of a doubt. But what I'd argue there as well, Liam, to be fair to you, you have a certain penalty, correct? Mm. Hit a crossbar. Yes, first off, the shots on target won't be great. We've got to react better at set pieces, but we still had opportunities to score 2-3 goals in that game again against a team that's, you know, looks like going to finish in the top seven.
And just finally for me, it's no secret that the fans aren't happy. I think, what's your message to them really after this game?
Fans aren't going to be happy when you're losing games. I'm not happy. Do you know what I mean? So, like I've always said this, the history of the football clubs has been higher levels, isn't it? Been at higher levels. But the fact of the matter is we're trying to compete in League Two with teams that are trying to get out of League Two. We're not in the top seven financially, anywhere near the top seven financially of this club, and we're trying to build through. We're getting younger players through, build through it. So you ask the fans to stick with us, you know, but it's hard to ask for fans to stick with you when they can't get in the ground as well, and it's hard for them to stick with you when you're losing football matches. So I don't have a problem with it. It won't be the first time or the last time that we're going to get criticism as a manager for losing games. We've been there, seen it, done it. We've got to work hard to make sure we put smiles on their faces by winning the next game.
And if I can just add to that quickly, there has been good spells that have followed on from bad spells in your Walsall career already. So there's going to be the hope that there's something ahead that's going to be a bit brighter than
of course we do. We all hope, don't we? We all hope. It's about Tuesday night now, isn't it? Next game, Tuesday night. Turn, win, get a bit of confidence into the boys. It's not like they're not putting the effort and the desire into it. We've just got to be better.